So I thought I'd kick things off with my story. When Bruce and I married nearly 10 years ago, we blended our families, and he brought two kids, Claudia, who was then 10, and Gavin, who was age 8, and I brought one, our Jane, who was age 3, Lily came later. We found that creating a family is hard work, and we put a lot of care and thought and intention into what makes a family. And one of the places where we both had deep family roots ourselves was tradition and ritual. So much of that in our family now centers around food. Sharing food with strangers or your community or your family really builds a sense of connection. So where does ice cream fit into that for us? So it turns out that there are three traditions that have come to be in our blended family that are centered around ice cream. The irony in this for me is that even though I personally truly cherish the traditions, I'm actually allergic to ice cream. So first, every year that I have been a member of this church, so at least for the last 10 years, and I believe for a year or two prior to that, the McPherson family has made ice cream as a summer YCAMP activity. We bring our old-fashioned hand-crank ice cream maker, a homemade ice cream mix made from a very short list of ingredients, and some ice and some rock salt, and show the kids how it works to make this delightful treat. I almost brought it today to make you guys try it, but I didn't. So that's one. The second is our son Gavin's birthday, which ironically happens to be today. Happy 18th birthday, Gavin. He's on his way to a running camp in Eastern Oregon. So our son absolutely loves food, and he especially loves ice cream. And I've now known him for 11 years, and every year on his birthday, he doesn't want a homemade cake or a baked cake. He always wants a Ben & Jerry's ice cream cake, and it's always made with chocolate fudge brownie and one egg sorbet. Whether he likes it or not, he also is a kid wed to tradition. And the third tradition we have is our family loves dessert, and summer walks to Dairy Queen, which is not too far away from our house, has become a favorite summer tradition, although a Ruby Jewel has opened even closer, so that's also become a great destination. And the part about that that I really love and cherish is that our kids tend to talk to us more when they are walking than when we're sitting still. So it's the walk back and forth that's the part that I really love. So that's my story about ice cream.